A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 12th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about dual citizenship.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 6065-15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And this is, of course, Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the divisions over dual citizenship.
Registrar General Dobaiwa Mudete says government will not seek to realign the Citizenship Act with the new constitution, but will instead move for the amendment of the Supreme Law to abolish provisions allowing dual citizenship. ZANU-PF parliamentarian and Chief Whip Love Momatuke begs Mr. Mudede in calling for the amendment.
There is no consensus, though, in ZANU-PF as some support dual citizenship. The opposition is also criticizing ZANU-PF for continuing to seek to amend the constitution. Most African countries, though, do not recognize dual citizenship. This, according to some analysts, is mainly due to post-colonial concerns when newly independent African countries wanted to ensure loyalty as part of nation building. They also wanted to control the demographic composition of their countries.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming on VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona Facebook pages. So, join in right now.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi, itilauti tinge tichitarisa ninyaya ya netsa zukuru mnyika wa mye dual citizenship. Yekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvirikune dzimwe nyika, kungave ku South Africa, ku America, ku UK uko zvinobvumidzwa here kuti zvinge zvichipuwa magwaro kana kuti hugaro kweku Zimbabwe neku America kuti unokwanisa kuita citizen ye America kana kuti yeku Britain uchipuwa imwe citizenship yeku Zimbabwe asi kunyangwa hazvo bumbirire mitemo richitendedza richitendera kuti izvi ndo zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa veZANU-PF vakutsika madziro vamwe muZANU-PF tingati varutsika madziro achiti aiwa hazvifaniri kudaro munhu anofanira kuita citizen citizenship kunyika imwe chete vamudede vakapa zvikonzero zvakasiyana-siyana zvimwe zveugandanga zvimwe zvekuti vanhu havazokwanisi kubhadhara mutero asi magweta anoti zvavari kutaura zvacho izvi zvinenge zvinonetsa kuti vanyatsonzwisise kuti zviri kubva kupi nekuti kana dziri nyaya dzeugandanga aiwa Zimbabwe haina izvozvo terrorism agibs
kunjalo ke Blessing ngendlela oyibeka ngayo mazimbabwe mahle lingalitshona njani ngokips tube sembuyile njalo lapha ke kulife to clamtla sikhuluma ngalo kuthiwa i-dual citizenship ukuthi ungeke wabaphela le passport yelinye ilizwe ngaphandle kwezimbabwe kutsho ke umnumzana umudede uthi obuyaa mdede liyamazi lonke ngunobhala ohlangothi karhulumente olwesithupha komsitheli khona ngale liyakwazi kobulawayo kuzobuya ke nxa sesikhangela okukhulunywa khonapha bathi uthi khona kungangcono ukuthi kuguqulwe ezinye iziqondiso zomthetho we-constitution yezimbabwe kumbe ngithi sisekelwe sitsha sombuso welizwe so bathi okwenza ukuthi bakucabange khonokho ukuthi nxa ungazuza ezinye iingwalo zekwenye ilizwe kwi-passport into ezinjalo uyabe usungani awusafuni ukuthi usondele ezimbabwe kakhulu sungenza lokuganga ngenxa kucina ukungasabhatali lo mthelo lo wama-taxis kube sobuya lokuthi enxa ube sungena kwezobulo cacha into ezingane zingcolile ezinjalo so ke umtobayo womndeni lo ukuthi nxa kungani sikubona njalo kungangcola abantu bangakutholi khonokho i-dual citizenship kujalokefoto.
I think Gibbs, we have our first guest, that is Dr. Alex Magaisa, a law lecturer, and Dr. Magaisa was heavily involved in writing this new constitution. Dr. Magaisa, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Magaisa. So now tell us about some provisions in the Constitution that actually indicate that Zimbabweans can have dual citizenship. Is there any provision?
Most definitely. You see, Gibbs, I am surprised that this matter is coming up again as if it's a discussion topic, as if it's a matter that is in doubt. The reality, of course, is that we have a new constitution which was accepted in 2013, and one of the clauses in that constitution is very clear that dual citizenship is permitted for Zimbabweans who are Zimbabweans by birth. And so that is not something that is up to any discussion or any doubt. The constitution allows it. There have also been two cases which have come up in the highest court in the land, the Constitutional Court. The first case was brought by a businessman, Mutuma Mawere, in 2013. And in that case, the Constitutional Court confirmed that dual citizenship is permitted. There was also a case which was brought by a Zimbabwean doctor, Dr. Farah Madimamuto, which also confirmed that dual citizenship is permitted. So the starting point of our discussion is not to ask whether dual citizenship is allowed or not. It is to confirm that it is allowed by the Constitution and has been confirmed by the courts in Zimbabwe. So that is not a question that we should be asking. It is something that is clear in the law. What we have is we have a senior civil servant who is literally encroaching into an area and trying to create a discussion or questions around something that is already permitted by the law.
But Dr. Magaisa, I also had the privilege to talk to the ZANU-PF parliamentary whip, that is Honorable Lovemo Matuke. I think his caucus is the one that had invited Mr. Mdede, and he confirmed that this is what ZANU-PF wants to do. And he was saying that if people have dual citizenship, it's going to be problematic. He was talking about issues to do with patriotism, etc. But I also spoke to the deputy secretary for legal affairs in ZANU-PF, that's Mr. Munyaradzi Paul Mangwana, who said that Honorable Matuke and Mr. Mdede were saying was news to him, because he thought that all the parties concerned had agreed, and this constitution had been adopted. So, of course, there are those divisions in ZANU-PF. What is your take on all that?
Well, absolutely. I can understand what Mr. Mangwana was saying. We sat in the same room, in the negotiating rooms, during the constitution-making process. We went through this debate very extensively. We produced research papers that were persuasive with regard to why it was necessary for Zimbabwe to have a clause that allows dual citizenship. We talked about the social, the economic advantages that Zimbabwe stands to benefit. We looked at the demographics, the number of Zimbabweans who are now scattered around the world, who have become citizens of those countries, not because they are less patriotic in regard to Zimbabwe, but because it is necessary for their economic welfare and for the position that they have in the countries that they are living in order to gain citizenship of those countries. It has nothing to do with their legal patriotism. And like I said, these are positions that were agreed by the parties. You would not see a clause in the Constitution unless it was agreed between the parties. And of course, we must also accept that on 16 March 2013, Zimbabweans went to a referendum and voted by more than 90% agreeing to this constitution. What we are now seeing, you know, this is the second proposition to amend the constitution after the changes that ZANU-PF is already instigating in regard to the judiciary. So we are already looking at a second amendment, which is part of a broader process of reversing the gains that were attained in the 2013 constitution. We are looking at a constitution that is less than 5 years, much of which has not been implemented. But already we are looking at cultures who are trying by all means to raise dust over issues that are really of no consequence at this particular point in time. Zimbabwe is facing very serious problems, economic challenges, which it should be focusing on. Mm-hmm. And for us to have people raising issues that have already been extensively debated and dealt with is really unfortunate. Zimbabwe needs to focus on economic issues. We need to focus on issues that are affecting people, health, education, and so forth. And for people to be talking about dual citizenship as if it is some threat to national security or to the economic well-being of the country is really unfortunate and a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Machobana Ncube. He's a human rights lawyer. He's based in the city of Queens and Kings. That is Bulawayo. Mr. Machobana, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs. Good evening to the listeners and good evening to Dr. Makaisa.
Thank you very much, Mr. Machobana. So I think, Blessing, maybe you can...
Yes, Mr. Majuan, let's talk about this issue of dual citizenship. Some of the issues that the Registrar General has raised is that it might be difficult to control or contain terrorism. Is that valid?
Well, it's lots of absolute nonsense. That has got nothing to do with the issue of dual citizenship. The issue of dual citizenship, as Dr. Makaisa has explained, is something that was decided by the people of Zimbabwe, which they voted on, which then was agreed on by and between the parties, and affirmed by the people of Zimbabwe through the referendum that occurred at the end of the process, and then was signed into law. So it is the law of Zimbabwe. There are laws to do with issues relating to terrorism. Those laws are in place, and if they are properly followed by those that do the policing aspect of the state, they should sufficiently cater for issues to do with terrorism. This is a smokes and mirrors issue that is being raised by Registrar Tobayo Mtete, and it's not even an area that he should be dealing with. He should be concerned about registering people, ensuring that his office is properly run, which is not the case. There are so many people in Zimbabwe who do not have birth certificate. People mm-hmm. are still having difficulties securing passports, which is another right that is now entrenched in the constitution. So that is what Tobayo Amdidi should be attending to instead of foraying into an area that has got nothing to do with him.
Mm-hmm. Ye ngasibona kunapho ke baba Machobana ukuthi umnumzana umdede ukuthi hayi phela kulabanye abagcina bengasabhatala umthelo we-tax, kube khona abanye ababebalekela ukubotshwa, kuze bakhona lokuthi abanye babesenza khona kobulwecasha okunganakuhambelani lo mazwe wonke. So ke wena ukubona njani khonokho? Kungani kuqakathekile kumbe uyazikhulumela nje?
Lokho asonto eqakatheke kangako for abantu beZimbabwe lamhlanje, ngoba njengoba uDr. Magayisa eke watsho, abantu beZimbabwe bakhangelele ukuthi ilizwe lilungiswe. I-economy, abantu kabasebenzi, 96% of the people are out of employment. Those abasemsebenzini akulamali, abaholi, abalemali, imali yabo kayiphumi emabhanga, imigwaqo ibolile, indlala ibhahile. Yizo izinto okufuze ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe li-focuse kizo, hayi lokho abakukhulumayo. Kunemithetho eminingi ekhona eZimbabwe ekhangelele zona lezo zinto. Nxa sikhangela imithetho enjenge-tax, kunemithetho ekhangele ukubhadalwa kwabantu i-tax, kunemithetho ekhangele indaba ze-terrorism by anyone. There is no more need for more legislation concerning those issues, ngoba yizinto already ezikhona kule mithetho ezikhangele lezo zinto.
Mhm, babe khona phonga ikatshana baba.
But Dr. Magaisa, Zimbabwe is not the only country in Africa that seem not to have fully embraced dual citizenship. I think maybe there are less than 15 countries that allow dual citizenship. Why is this so? Dr. Magaisa?
That I always urge people to do is not to compare us to the lowest. We must always be aspiring to do the best that we can, to be the leader if we have to be. And so, in my opinion, this whole idea that there are other African countries that do not allow for dual citizenship and therefore Zimbabwe should be following them, I regard it as complete nonsense. If anything, those countries should be learning from Zimbabwe. There are advantages that are there for Zimbabwe to be able to embrace its. Like I said, a lot of Zimbabweans who are outside in the diaspora are people who are educated in Zimbabwe by Zimbabwe and through taxpayers' funds. These people have now settled in other countries, but it does not mean that they have lost their relationship with their country. Zimbabwe tends to benefit from including those people rather than excluding them. And therefore, what other African countries are doing or not doing is really of no consequence. It is what is important for Zimbabwe. And for me, we agreed on this thing as all the parties that were involved in the negotiations, all the experts that were involved in the experts. In fact, Machawana, my brother who is on this show, was also part of the process. We went through all the data that was available from the outreach process, and it all indicated the fact that people were willing to embrace their sons and daughters who are in the country, and dual citizenship is one of the mechanisms to do so. So we shouldn't really be wasting time talking about these things and scaremongering about terrorism and all other things, when in fact there are many economic and social benefits that Zimbabwe has benefited by including its own sons and daughters who are outside the country.
So let me go to Mr. Machubane. Mr. Machubane, what could have prompted the Registrar General to say such things? Yeah, I think Mr. Machubane, just hold on, Mr. Machubane, there for one minute. We'll come back to you. Lapha ke silo mnumzana sile khola ekhona lapha ecingweni umnumzana uMaduma ekhona ngale ke kwele Botswana. Ba uMaduma kunjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila ndondaba.
Ungaphi khonapho?
Ngisehavaroli.
Kunjani Gibbs?
Hayi ngapha kuthule nje ngiyaqandelela nje.
So wena ume njani ngezidubha lapho le juwali kumbe ule Zimbabwe kuphela ipassport?
Ngile Zimbabwe kuphela kodwa ngile nsolo yokuthi lokhu ibhalwe ukuthi kayivumi juwali yena sivunywa ngale ngumthetho.
Well, isidido sayo.
Andi ngavula ipheji yokuqala ithi yona it cannot be juwali, abakhiphi leyo mbhalo umeke awukhiphi ngoba iconstitution ayisawuvumi leyo mbhalo. Ngokuqala kwesibili. Umuntu esekhulile sedinga ukuthi aphumule into azikhuma sezivumana kuphela. Ngoba into le yavunyelwana futhi iyavunyelwana zena zange bananzelele imfundo yabatshaya ngayibala kuconstitution ithi yona a person who is feeden not by birth cannot be juwali. Ngaleyo ndlela sivumela ukuthi those who are by birth can be juwali.
Yeah.
So abayibona nganxa yayibhala kwaphana abavele bengafuni juwali bavele bekhuma njalo. So sebuntatizi yophumfake izigama futhi kuconstitution kasiyifuni izigamba lani yakudale yabo yami. Ilizwe kalisoe lilungiswe ngezigamba. Ukuthi ilizwe lilunge ukuthi abantu abaphumela bonke zanupf iphumule phansi ungene umuntu omutsha nje abuze.
Ye kodwa nxa ukuyukuthi ungaba le ipassport yeBotswana bakhuluma phela ukuthi enxalacina ungene into zobutsotsi kumbe ungasabhadali imthelo yetaxi kumbe uzenza khona okuthiwa human trafficking ukutshontsha abantu ubadengidengisa sezinto ezinjalo kambe kuyabe sokutheni umuntu zesenza njalo.
Lezo zindlela zokucabangela ukuqila abantu bayacabangela socinizelelanga ithi even imali le yamabhonnothi esesanda kubuya kwakuthiwa kodwa qala abuye fix when problem yawo singazesawayala angakabuyi. So why singasefuna ukuthi salilokoze lisingayi-implement ayingeni i-implement sibona uhlupho lakuthi lungaphi ingatsheli into zokuthi ndinceko zabanje umuntu ecabange into angayisizwa.
Ye kodwa ubona ngazani ke okumenze wakhuluma khonoko umnumzana omlidi wangani uyakhuluma ngakho sibili kungabe kuvela ngakuyanga.
Kuvele kuvela ingqondo zezanupf yayivele ingafuni lanxa kwakuthi yanegoshiyetwa ukuthi kube lejuwali ivela kathani ingafuni vele. So abatshintshi vele ukuthi abayifuni wenjuwali hhayi ukuthi thakulobutsotsi nje kulobugebenga ngaphi ngaphi.
ye akumtshele kolampa ke emoyeni ofuna umtshela khona
hayi ngicela kona ukuthi umbende sekhulile nxa ukumhlela ukukathiya abantu babuse asifundi izigamba savota ukuthi question 5 nale ayisebenzi ayingaphishwa futhi kubele izigama lapha 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 ngathi kufuna khona sokuyinikeza manje le
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mama ye
bekuthi saba bantu nakwana ngayini ngondo zabo ngathi sifuna into yalungisa ngendlela enayisiyo yena
usuqedile baba
emqedile
ndoda emaduma sibili ubele mpela vike enhle siyabonga kakhulu baba
erroni
yes so according to Mr. Maduma you know Maduma is in Haberon he was saying the first page of the passport is just atrocious because it contains a certain section who says dual citizenship is not allowed so he says they must remove that first you know before talking about other things then he says you know according to the constitution he's allowed to do it so why is this guy bringing the matter up he says maybe Mr. Mdede is too tired you know in that position and there's need to actually change him you know because he's been there for a long time so now he's almost daydreaming according to Mr. Matum
of course I was reading exchanges on Facebook with actually talking about him retiring and what person was saying that you know maybe is writing new birth certificates for himself so that he won't retire forever young. I think we have another caller, but the phone, I understand, is a bit problematic. We'll try to get in touch with him. Timbo Dzokere, kuna Dr. Magaisa. Dr. Magaisa, chi chakanakira kuti vana veZimbabwe vaite dual citizenship?
Hold. Please wait a moment.
Unoona blessing ka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti patakaita independence pa1980 pakanegoshiyetwa kunzi paite dual citizenship zvakaita kuti vanhu veZANUP manationalists akafunga kuti pamwe zviri kunzi vaiti varungu vekuZimbabwe vanezve vada kubuda vozoda kuti pakabuda nyaya dzeloyalty doctrine handi munoona ndo pfungwa dzichiunzwana navamubede vachiita zvekubvunduka kuti hei panozoita vanhu vanozouya havasi muZimbabwe vanenge vaine maloyalty kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana mapepa akaitwa zvinhu zvinonyorwa izvi nevana mazvikokota vanoita nezvecitizenship nezvenyika vakapa research yavo vakaratidza kuti look vana veZimbabwe iko zvine zvimademographics vanhu vasiyana vana vazhinji vari kunze kwenyika vana vezvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe izvozvo vana vaivo vana vamudede ivavo nevamwe vakawanda hazvina kana pati kuti ndewezanu kuti ndewemdc kuti ndewezapu ndewenpp hazvinei vanhu vese vava vana veZimbabwe vari kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana ukatobvunza kana vanhu vari munomunana uk nanaamerica kunana finland kupi vari mazimbabwenzi vari vanhu vezanup f vanotoidawo dual citizenship iyoyo nekuti inoita kuti vange vakasanganiswa nenyika yavo vachiita zvinenge zvichidi vachipindirawo mune zvinenge zvichitwawo munyaya dzenyika yavo zveinvestment zvechichi saka ukaona kuti nyika ikange yati yakurasa vana vayo yoti aiwa imachakutei nekuti magara kubritain mari macitizenship ekubritain kana ekuaustralia kana ekupi muri kutorasa vana venyu vanofanira kunge vachiti vachinge vakabatanidzwa nenyika yavo munoona kuti mambotaura zvekuafrica zvio kune dzimwe nyika dzatinofanira kutarisawo vana philippines vana india vana china nyika dzakasiyana siyanawo dziri pasi pavana thailand vana vati nyika dzakadari idzodzidzi dzinotobvumidzawo dual citizenship sana philippines nekuti vana vavo vakawanda vanoshanda kunana america vanoshanda kunana britain asi nyika idzodzo dzinoziya value inounzwa nevana vavo vari kushanda vana vari kuita maricho hazvirevi kuti varasa musha kaiwo saka ukaona vanhu vakuru vakuungana vachitiwo vanoda kuti vadzidise dual citizenship kuitira kuti varase vana vavo unofanira kuti vanhu varasika havasi kuziva zvavari kuita
I think we are now being joined by our third guest. That is Mr. Gadzira Churumanzu, a ZANUPF pundit. Mr. Churumanzu, good evening.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. Mr. Churumanzu, I understand you are supporting this amendment.
Yes, very well, because there are some reasons to it. The issue is very, very straightforward. There is no way Right. You find that the whole thing is about the allegiance. That is, you can't have the allegiance for 2, 3, 4, 5 countries. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, the government would not know where your allegiance is. That is, are you a true bona fide Zimbabwean or a British citizen, as an example? But then at the end of the day, you know that there are these security issues that, you know, people need to consider. Mm-hmm. So it becomes very difficult for one, let's say, to be charged in this country. At the end of the day, he would come up with this exception that, look, I am a British or I am a Russian. Therefore, in terms of this, you can't do ABCD. However, being a Zimbabwean or having that single citizenship does not mean you can't work abroad. Mm-hmm. It will be just a question of qualification. So in short or in brief, this is all about the security of any country. And I think you now understand that there is this Boko Haram, there is this ISIS and so forth. So it becomes very difficult to trace these people. One would say, I'm a Nigerian, tomorrow is a Cameroonian and so forth. So it becomes very difficult.
But Mr. Chirumanzu, if somebody is holding a Zimbabwean passport and wants to be a terrorist or something like that, you know, what stops him from doing it without him necessarily being Cameroonian, Nigerian, or, you know, logically,
I mean... It doesn't stop him. But, for example, you committed this terrorism under or holding a Zimbabwean passport. Mm-hmm. He crosses the border, you'll be holding a genuine, let's say, for example, a South African passport. So it becomes very difficult to trace these people.
Mr. Majuman, Mr. Ngube, come in there.
Okay, with all due respect, Dr. Chirumanzu, it's really flogging a dead horse here. Look, the issue is, if anyone wants to commit a crime, I've appeared in courts in so many cases representing foreign nationals who have been arrested in Zimbabwe for committing offenses. I've represented Russian nationals. I've represented Liberian nationals. If you commit an offense in Zimbabwe, the laws are clear. You are liable to be arrested and taken to court and tried. And if you are found guilty, you are sentenced at the time when you finish serving your sentence, you are deported. So there is nothing that stops a person or the country from really prosecuting anyone who is alleged to have committed any offense as against the state of Zimbabwe. To pull out a Cameroonian passport and say, no, I'm a citizen of Cameroon, per se, is not a defense to the charge. It does not, give you immunity from being, taken to court and being tried for the offense that you have committed. Clearly, you will see that ZANU-PF has failed to attend to the economic situation in Zimbabwe. This is a diversionary tactic. And I think the other reason, the constitution now allows all the people of Zimbabwe that wherever they are, whether they're in the UK, in South Africa, to vote in the elections. So this is an attempt to preempt that move, to have all the people in the diaspora participating in the electoral processes of this country. So they want to disenfranchise them on the basis that they are foreign nationals. They are no longer Zimbabweans because they've taken up citizenships of other countries. This is talk about terrorism, about all these other things. You know, it doesn't wash because it doesn't stick. If you commit an offense, you've committed an offense, it doesn't matter whether you're American. You'll be arrested and you'll be taken to court and dealt with accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Magaiza, can you chip in there?
I just gave an example of terrorism as part of the reason. But there are so many reasons. For example, you know, people need to understand that Africa is the one that is oiling the lives of the Western world. There is no doubt about that. And there are schemes to make sure that they continue looting Africa. And you will find that if those people, Zimbabweans in diaspora, are given all those chances
to deal with the political issues at home and so forth, there is what we call infiltration. And that is very, very possible. And to stop that issue, for example, if I may give a simple example of Zimbabwe on this land issue, you will appreciate that it is only Zimbabwe in Africa that is fully in charge of its land. All these other countries, they still have a mission to accomplish that. Now, Zimbabwean government is simply there to make sure that those who want to participate in the economy of the country, in the political, you know, issues of the country, you have to be bona fide Zimbabweans, those who are residing in Zimbabwe, because they know day-to-day issues within Zimbabwe, not a Zimbabwean who has been in Scotland for 15 years, 20 years. He will tell you that, no, look, all guys, what you're doing is bad and so forth. But because of influence of other partners, he can influence the entire nation. And at the end of the day, we will lose what we will have gained. And there is no issue. If you want to participate in the politics of the country, simple come warm.
Talk to our guys. We want you to respond.
Let me just remind the Rajirumans, we were listening to the presidential spokesperson a few days ago, and he was telling us that our leader, President Mugabe, when he goes to Singapore, the person who treats him is a Zimbabwean. And he was very keen to tell us that he is a black Zimbabwean. So there we are with our leader. He has to travel from Zimbabwe to go to Singapore to be treated by one of our sons, a Zimbabwean doctor who is in Singapore. Why, honestly, would that person be a threat to national security when he is a Zimbabwean who is treating the president in a foreign country? Why should you not allow that person to be recognized as a Zimbabwean? What is wrong with that? That's number one. Number two, you see, ZANU-PF over the past few months, or few years in fact, has been talking about a diaspora policy. And this diaspora policy, among other things, talks about harvesting resources from the diaspora, promoting remittances and promoting exchanges between Zimbabweans who are in the diaspora and Zimbabweans who are in Zimbabwe. And you are having a person here on this talk show speaking of the diaspora, Zimbabweans who are outside, as if they are enemies of the state, as if they are persons who are a threat to Zimbabwe. It is totally contrary, a contradiction to the diaspora policy that the Zimbabwean government itself has been busy trying to promote over the years. And these are some of the policy contradictions that we always accuse the ZANU-PF government of promoting. Mm-hmm. If the Zimbabwean government is keen to harvest resources from the diaspora, from its sons and daughters who are outside the country, why would it not be the right thing to have a quid pro quo and recognize those people in Zimbabwe? The reason why they are coming out here to engage Zimbabweans in the diaspora is because the Zimbabwean government recognizes that they are Zimbabwean citizens and that they have value for the country. But you have people here in Parliament, Ramudede and Vachiri Manzu, speaking here as if the Zimbabwean diaspora are some beasts, some persons who have some nefarious agenda to attack Zimbabwe and to affect Zimbabwe. It is totally contrary to common sense. It doesn't make sense at all. And I would want him to explain to me how, if he is so keen, if their government is so keen to engage the diaspora with their diaspora policy, why would they be regarding the diaspora as if the diaspora are persons who are bent on attacking the government and Zimbabwe?
Mm-hmm. But before we allow him to answer that question, regatitore mwe mutereri mukoma simba makoni makadi.
Hey, mukoma zvodi.
Aiwa, tiri nani tipewo pfungwa dzenyu yairi mudari romainzo.
Ah, tirikudzonye. Mbunzi yangu ini ndekuti sei wamudere ari nanyaya yekuti zoni vanhu vari kunzi kwenyika kuno vanogona kutyisa nyika. Iye chainonyanya kutya ZANU-PF chii chinoita kuti iye vafunge kuti pane vanogona kuvapandukira, vanhu vanogona kupandukira nyika chii ichocho? The second question is kuenda kuna Chirumanzu yekuti kuvapo kwedu isu kunoku it doesn't mean kuti zoni hatidezi nyika yedu Zimbabwe. Of which tiri kusapota, weare trying, mari dzatikutumira kuberi kwetu ndo dziri kusekireta kuzova ndo dzakamirirwa izvozvo mabhengi kuti ufisa dzobva dzosvika dzichipfuura dzino mabhengi vanhu vawana mari. Otherwise dai tatiri muzimbabwe tese vanombozifungwa here kuti ingadai nyika iyo yakamira sei izvozvo. Vanhu vese vari kunze kwenyika vari kushanda mabasa akasiyana siyana warumanikidze kuti mabasa asingadi not because they want it but because of the situation back home saka dai kuri zvinonhu wese tese pasina munhu akacrosa border kubuda munyika ingadai Zimbabwe iri pati izvozvo dai tiri kurarama sei ngaumbozvibvunzoyo mbungu ngavandipindure ndatendangu
tinotenda zvikuru vachirumanzi muripo here
ndiripo
okay pane mbvunzo miviri yabvunzwa apa
ndamunzwa mbvunzo yacho
first kubva kuna Dr. Magaisa vari kutaura about the government re-engagement kuti why are they doing that and at the same time they want to deny the diaspora that right neimwe yataurwa namukoma Simbai yekuti issue yemadiaspora remittances kuti ndo ari kutosustain economy yacho
ndofunga zviri clear kana president chaivo Mugabe vanogara vachitaura kuti isusu tinodzidzisa mazimbabwe kwete kuti ashande muzimbabwe kana uyo anokwanisa kushanda kunze kwenyika anokwanisa kuenda izvozvo zvinhu zvinozikamwa nehurumende yezanu p f but asi tiri kuti muvanhu mumazimbabwenzi kunofanira kuitwa chinhu chinonzi machecks and the balances tina vamwe vanhu vedu zvizvarwa zvedu zvinorasika mupfungwa nomumaitiro izvozvo ndo zvinofanira kuitwa safeguard muzimbabwe if I can give you an example yamaprisons maprisons anovakwa asi hazvirevi kuti paanovakwa zvinenge zvichinzi mazimbabwe zimbabwe kana chi asi kuna vamwe vanozokonzereswa kuti vapinde mudzimba idzodzo dzamatrongo that is jails saka ima safe mamezhazi anoitwa kuti inivhenti kana zvikazodai tinozozvidzivira takadai kana pakazodai tozodzivira takadai iye zvino mukanyatsokutarisa vangani mazimbabwens including mdc vanotaura kuti land distribution yakaipa yakashata asi pane vamwe vanoti kuna iisangirai honaka iva rumwe ndo vakatitora ivhu saka isa kuda vhuredu that is ndofunga yava Magaisa ndapedza nayo two iva mukoma vataura vachiti ivo tinoremita mari dzakawanda dzinouya kumusha and so forth kana tatisina kuuya kudhiaspora chaitika chii ndo zvinoda kuti tive zinenjere dzamazimbabwe kuti kochambokonzeresa kuti vanhu vaende kudhiaspora chii tofanira kuona kuti masymptoms chii makambanis aishanda mazimbabwe nzivo aimbovere anani chii chasakisa kuti avhare saka zvakawanda zvinozoda manjenjere dzoudzamo that depth of understanding the economics the politics the mutemo and so forth saka iri paimwe subject saka muchizoona even pamatare echivanhu anonzi iwe enda unozviya mbudzi because nyaya inenge yavapo inenge yakora muto saka inenge yoda vanhu manje vane njere dzokuona zviri mberi mukatarisa I always give example yeeducation yemuzimbabwe IMF chaizvo neworld bank vaitoti iwe Mugabe iwe hazvigoni kuti ungadzidzisa munhu wose free education up to primary level andimona vati vamugabe vakati chinditendekerai munhu waani wandinofanira kuti asadzidza asaziva kuverenga asi nhasi tarisai after so many years takunzi Zimbabwe is leading in literacy rate muafrica asi zvakatanga zvichicriticisiwa asi chibereko chakazengiza ndechipi the same applies neland issue hakuna murungu wakamboonekwa achisakura asi vaisafa vanhu vatema asi nhasi yezvino zimbabwe yaona more than $200 million yarimwa fodya navanhu vatema saka mabenefit saka ndoo mamezures anonzi zvatinoita izvi zvinobatsira mangwana saka iwewe kana uchida kuzovhota uchida kuaeta muzvinezvo wava apoliticien why would you want to be apoliticien in a foreign land doka kumushaka kuite politics dzako
Gibbs, we have another call.
Yes, lo baba lapha ke umpofu osecumweni baba mpofu kunjani?
Ngikunjani tu?
Tonya pila mpofini, kunjani lapha khona this days go round.
Kurayithi nyanye izonto utabanye abantu balalela kakhulu studio 7 mina ungamisho.
Kambe ngingakuthiya bo.
Yena ngilalela nsuku zonke lali ayimini mhlawumbe ikhulu studio 7 ngayihluleka ukusho ukuthi hayi madoda akhulani.
Hayi kuthi into zabantu lezi into zabantu into zabantu sibinxa ukuthi kumbe sidinga utsika mdanda mina lawo simdinga silungise
dube unjani fethu
nompile kakhulu njani
ankhona hayi silalele lezi izitori ezikhulunywa ngabantu aba uyazi ukuthi duke kunjani mina ngifuna ukutshela uyabona abantu bezalo mfowethu umona asho ukuthi abafuni abantu babele lobuzwe obubili no bayakwazi ukuthi abantu nxase belamapassport amabili kumbe umuntu eselamazwi amabili eyi-one baze uze besenothile badlula banabo abantu bezana manje bayabona ukuthi iplani ukuthi bakhansele abantu ukuthi baphume ngaphandle yokuthi kuvale ukuthi ungabi lamazwe amabili ubusela mfowethu ubani lobani noma engala elobizwe eliyi-one wayi kunamajele kha uyabona kasake kula majele ngoba ubusela bukhona ngabe kula busela ngabe amajele kawakho ngumona nje inhliziyo yempi yokuthi abantu bangaphandle basebenza ngaphandle basebenza kwamanye amazwe bangcono kunabo
ye so ke uyenkulumende woni wamtshela uthini khonoku ngodaba lolo
yikho ngimtshela uhulumende uyabona ukuthi ngabe uhulumende wezimbabwe uyangilalela kakhulu kumbe lo omunye umfowethu ophozayo uyangizwa kahle abayekele umona ngoba phela manje into esiyilwelayo e-afrika i-afrika is a whole yikuthi i-afrika ikhululeke dube abantu babe free abantu bahambe freely e-afrika ukwenzela ukuthi kungahlutshekwa kungatholakali indlala kungatholakali abantu behluphe kona manje ngakuthi umuntu usuke ezimbabwe usiyele usuku ufike usebenza uphenduka usiye ekhaya nxa ukuthi ilizwe li-free usuke usiye e-DRC usiya kuyo usuphila ucanga ukuthi ngabe ubusela lo bukhona ubebukho yabo abantu base-South Africa abasithayi abathayi abantu bamanye amazwe ngoba i-Afrika yabi free bamele balwise ukuthi amabhunu ayenza amaboda bona beyi-Afrika bamele bahlangane yena usakhuluma ngokuthi singayenzi i-passport zamanye amazwe uyamuzwa nje ukuthi uyadoda lomuntu
hayi siyabona
umuntu okhuluma so wena mfethu mina ngikwatisa
nje hayi ngiyakuzwa kakhulu bofu
okay uphethe umona wakho yikho kunini wahlala lapha ngezithupheni abantu abayazithupha abantu abalamabhesetu ufika lapha nadube ngikhambe khona last month into engxa mfika lapha bafuna incwadi ukuthi umntwana wakho uzalelwephi no ubukuphi uyihlo ufenini nofuna i-death certificate yini khonokho
yeye madoda kuzima
Eh kuvi.
Hayi.
So enyinto nje eyokuqina mfowethu mfuna ukuthiyela abanye.
Mina
uyazi ngikhuluma kakhulu. Into yokuqina ukuthi iZimbabwe ifanele ukuthi ngabe ilwela ukuthi abantu baphile njani. Umgwaqo ivolile. Ilizwe lilamali, ilizwe lilakudla, ilizwe lilamanzi, ilizwe lilabhethi. Yena mfethu yizizwe into uhulumende waseZimbabwe kumele akhulume ngazo awe khulume ngamapassport ipassport isebenza ipassport ngoba ngingafuni ngiyachiya ngifike lena ngicele ukuhlala kulelo lizwe ngingalayo leyo passport yeZimbabwe leyo so amadoda la akhuluma umbedo kuphela abantu bezano laba angazi ukuthi bangitshani vele
hayi empofu sibongile kakhulu mpofini kuchaya kwazwela baba
okay mfowethu nami ngiyabonga dube bangikwatisa manje sengikhuluma ngenhliziyo
hayi siyakwazi baba yes sibongile kakhulu
alright bye bye good
yes that's Mr. Mpofu one of our you know ardent listeners you know he says that you know ZANU-PF is doing wrong things altogether why should they actually talk about some of these things because it's hopeless to talk about passports but they should talk about empowering people they should talk about repairing roads you know giving people some kind of freedom you know and all those kind of things look at people's welfare that's what is important says this is according to him it's just nonsensical you know you cannot just be chasing people around telling them don't have other people you know other countries passports and all those kind of things so he's really angry you know
and we have a message from Muzi Ncube who says that ZANU-PF is talking nonsense about lack of patronage to Zimbabwe when the diaspora remittances are over $1.5 billion a year this is one good example of diaspora patronage because we don't send this money to Botswana South Africa or Zambia but we send it directly to Zimbabwe Mdede and ZANU-PF cannot use the same old colonialism rhetoric when ZANU-PF itself has failed its own citizens post colonialism 30 years over your citizenship is encouraged in the new world order as a progressive way of living and country economies flourish too, as seen in many countries that have dual citizenship. Let's go to Mr. Ncube. Mr. Ncube, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here, Blessing. Thank
yes,
you.
Unfortunately, I think we've lost Mr. Chirumanz, who tried to connect with him. But you heard what he said about the dangers of dual citizenship.
Hello, Blessing. I didn't get you.
Yeah. I'm saying that we unfortunately lost Mr. Chirumanz, but he had a lot to say about the issues of the dangers of allowing people to have dual citizenship. And do you want to comment on what you are saying?
I understand where Mr. Dr. Chirumanz is coming from. You see, you have people who are used to a dictatorship, you know, to imposing on people their worldview, on keeping people, you know, in an oppressed state of affairs. The issue of dual citizenship was decided by the people of Zimbabwe through a constitutional process. And that is a second issue. There is no one, not a single person, who should be now seeking to reopen that, especially a political party, which was a party to the process that brought about this constitution. So what ZANU-PF is seeking to do is seeking to tell the people that it does not care about what they said during the outreach process, during the constitutional negotiation, and what actually they said when they voted for this constitution in a referendum. It's seeking to reverse everything there and seeking to bring its own ideas and impose them on the people. Unfortunately, Dr. Chirumanz is no longer on the line. But this is what ZANU-PF is seeking to do, is tell us how we should live our lives. There is absolutely nothing about dual citizenship in this country, because you must recall that the people who are being given dual citizenship are the people of Zimbabwe, a person whose parent, one of their parents, is a Zimbabwean. That is the person that is entitled to dual citizenship. If you're taking away their Zimbabwean citizenship and say they remain in Britain, if they want to come to Zimbabwe and say, yeah, what do they do? Certainly, it doesn't take a rocket science to understand that that line of thinking is nonsensical. That person should remain in Zimbabwe. They are entitled to being a Zimbabwean if they want to come here, if they want to settle outside. And like, I mean, all the other listeners have been saying, these people are sending loads of money to this country to keep this country functional. So why would you deny them their right to be citizens of this country? It does not make sense.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Before we take our next caller, maybe let's just go to Dr. Magaisa. Dr. Magaisa, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am. Blessing, I just wanted to say, look, you know, I think this is a useful discussion. But my disappointment is that, unfortunately, Rachel Manzu is no longer with us here. But look, he is talking things that have nothing to do with your citizenship. He is talking the usual ZANU-PF lines, the land issue, terrorism, and all sorts of things. I mean, these things have nothing to do with your citizenship. The Zimbabweans who are here, who are outside in the diaspora, they want your citizenship because they want to be attached to Zimbabwe. That is, you know, not in doubt at all. And when you think that, you know, they want to come over so that they will be able to take over the land and give it to the white people and to foreigners and so forth, you know, it's just part of the paranoia that you are used to. I just wanted to point out as well, for the sake of Zimbabwe, so that they understand where we are going. He's the one who urged us to look ahead. I want to look ahead. We have already had this proposition to amend the constitution in regard to the judiciary. Now they are talking about amending the citizenship clause to remove dual citizenship. What I can predict, and I'm not a prophet, is that what ZANU-PF is trying to do is to lay ground for further amendment. And there are some parts of the constitution that have already not been implemented at all from day one. For example, the clauses regarding devolution. I can assure you that in the near future, perhaps next few months, we'll be having the same discussion over devolution, because they'll be saying we want to remove devolution. So what I want Zimbabweans to understand is that they are witnessing the gradual decimation of the constitution that they approved in 2013. And it is up to the people of Zimbabwe to defend the constitution. We can have these discussions, you know, every day, talking about what ZANU-PF wants to do and so forth. But the reality is that we are witnessing a gradual decimation of the constitution, the very foundation upon which this constitution is based. And this is really unfortunate, because we thought that we had turned the corner, that we were building the foundations of this nation to become all-inclusive. But by trying to remove dual citizenship, they are again bringing in the exclusionary mechanisms. Zimbabwe, because Mabuda, Dabunza, Vachiru Manza, and I would put around the Wango, which in me, Mukita diaspora policy, which are lure Mazimbabweans that are outside the diaspora. But at the same time, you are bringing in an amendment in order to exclude them. It doesn't make sense at all. It's the contradiction that we see in this government. We don't make sense at all. And it's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I understand your frustrations there, Dr. Magaisa. I think we should also, before we conclude, talk about Zimbabweans actively participating. Elections matter. You know, people cannot just I don't vote. And, you know, this is what now happens. 90% said they want the constitution. It's now being decimated. And people should actually participate in the running of their country. If they don't, problems are likely to occur. Yeah. Tina Mkoma Mampo Magadi.
Mbaba Magadi.
Tirinani zvedu muri kupi ku Botswana kupi
ndiri ku Namibia ndiri kuda kuzvikira mu South Africa saka ndango tirongwa ndechedu chirega nditi kandei mashoko mashomanana kuna vanonzi vani vachina vanhu veizvana vanonzi vani kwao
nare yavo kungoti inenge yambo kata amene tichavaona here chirongwa chisati chapera taura hei
asa I think maybe message vachainzwa zvavo kana vakateerera chirongwa I think if zvavo zvekuti vada kutima vanhu vane macitizenship outside of Zimbabwe vasave vana veZimbabwe kuda kutraya kuda kuwanza nyaya when it's towards my elections matrix avo ezano why can't they follow the constitution yavakaita 2013 that was my only question and ndachida kuvabvunza because zvekuti vanoti terrorism yeminda kudi what have they done paminda yachona the mari dzavanoti hey tiri kurima tawana mari dzefodya buying forged at $2.50 a kg and selling them, you have been tended at $12.50. They are not doing well. They are not even doing anything on the land.
I want to note that Skuru, you don't have to speak at Studio 7 in Namibia.
Nisekoli tuti.
Ye, posela koke, mnumzana Andrew.
E, mnanza kuchonjabe maluchwana kupela ikutuba kuchiri manzi kastazo wakali lapo. Kwa mbubale geri mbuso, abantu mbona ziya neta lapo. Azi kumbe, ukingoro keluwe, nyenche na wana skwazi, koto le. Kwenu kutuba ngabe kutuwa ngafele, kwenye naga pendu, abantu laba bakalu kumbuso, kwa. Loke sila lelu kutaba pendu, lelami yengezele, kulabo bantu. Bengithi mina uma abantu abakho phakathi komuzi bobona besiyacela izitanda phakathi kwabomakhelwane bazithola izitanda lezi ubususithona abantwana labo bagcelelana izitanda wena ungabanikeza ukudla okufaneleyo okwakathesi bengicabanga ukuthi ubabuthiwe manzi uba engaphendula ukuthi uzwile yini ukuthi kulabantu abalala emabhanga abalama 3 months bengaholi bengamapentsheni bese bephelile bengasela mandla uthini ngabo mayezakhuluma nge-dual citizenship leyakhuluma ngayo
ukuthi abantu kabavunyelwa bazama ukuvoid ukusela ama-politics angekho emthethweni. Kathesi i-Africa le ngibona ngathi especially ama-Sadist countries lawa avumeli ukuthi kube lo muntu oyenza umbangazwe kuma-nearestile kuze kuma-neighboring countries. Kanti labo bantu abazayenza umbangazwe belwisa iZimbabwe bazabe bengaphi? Uyakwazi lokho obala ukuthi abantu abavunyelwa lokho ama-Sadist countries akuvumeli lokho. Kasiphendule ukuthi uzwile yini ukuthi kulabantu abalala emali kuzini
emabhanki
kabala mali. Asiphendule lokho.
Ye, hayi silethemba lokuthi uzaphenduka baba, sibongile kakhulu.
Yebo baba, siyabonga.
Yes, that was Mr. Andrew. He had several questions for you know, for Mr. Chirumanzu. And one of the questions was, you know, does Mr. Chirumanzu know that there's some people who are sleeping outside banks and are not getting their money back, you know, their money from the banks. So he says maybe he doesn't understand the basics of a human being, what people need and what people don't need. So he says, please, please give us a break, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Mr. Ncube. Mr. Ncube, do you agree with Dr. Magaisa's comment earlier that this is just the beginning? More and more amendments will be coming.
Absolutely, I agree, Gibbs, about that. In fact, I wrote an article on the 4th of January, beginning of this year, when the government proposed to amend the manner in which the senior membership of the judiciary is concerned. Mm-hmm. And I've said this is the beginning of the end of the current constitution. You see, because ZANU-PF has never ever wanted a democratic constitution the way that we have now, which confers so many rights and liberties upon the people. What they want is they want to create a country where they have a dictatorship, like in the olden days, because for them, ZANU-PF is the only voice that should be heard in Zimbabwe, is the only party that should have a say as to how this country is supposed to be run. So now the issue is what's supposed to be done about this situation. I think, like Dr. Magaisa has observed, the people should reclaim their power back. Mm-hmm. There is coming up an election, a very important election for Zimbabwe, a watershed election for that matter, where the people have to make a decision. If you have a ruling party that shows you the Mickey finger, the way ZANU-PF is doing to the people of Zimbabwe, do you still want to keep that party in power, or you want to remove, that party from power? Because you want a party that assumes power that will defend the constitution. You see, when the president takes an oath of office, and like he did in August 2013, when he was sworn into office, he took an oath of office to uphold and defend the constitution. And each and every ZANU-PF minister and MP, they also took that oath to defend and uphold the constitution. But what they are doing now is they are writing roughshod over that constitution. Mm-hmm. Certainly, then the issue is, should these people continue to be in charge of the affairs of the people? They are saying, for instance, it's a sorry sight when you get into the CPT.
Thank you, all Mr. Ncube. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally. We have to end it here. We want to thank you, of course, Mr. Machovana Ncube, human rights lawyer, Dr. Alex Magaisa, law lecturer, and also Mr. Gazira Chirumanzu, ZANU-PF pundit. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, listeners, and those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, have a lovely weekend.